Daily Good News Volume 2, Chapter 179. When you ask for bread, you do not get a stone. He shall see the travail of his soul, and be satisfied. By his knowledge my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. When you go to God, take these scriptures on your lips, we shall be saved by his life. By one man's obedience many will be made righteous. Take them to God in prayer. They are true, for the Lord himself has said so. How can these blessings be attained? By faith. Take it by faith, and it is yours, and no one can take it from you. Then you will have it, although you do not understand how it can be done. When you have it, you have life. What life? The divine life. Then when you come up to the time of temptation, the time when you have usually fallen, you can tell Satan that he has no power to make you fall beneath that temptation, for it is not you, but Christ who dwells in you. There never was a time in the life of any person when of himself he had power to resist temptation. We cannot do it. That proves that we must have a life different from our natural life in order to resist sin at all. That must be a life that sin has never touched and can never touch. Repeat the glorious words over and over again, "His life is mine, I cannot be touched by sin. His strength is my strength, his obedience is my obedience, and his life is my life." That was a sinless life, and by faith I have it, I hold to it because it is mine, and sin cannot touch it. That is the only way to resist temptations, and it will be successful every time. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace abounded much more, so that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?